She was 14 years old. Her homes, foster homes, 14 different homes in 14 years. It's not what you'd call stability. She must have felt like a used car, just traded from one owner to another. A pastor and his wife, who had taken in a number of cast-aside kids, brought her into their home. Bill and Sue decided to treat this girl like they thought God would treat her. "This is now your home," they said. "You can call us whatever you're comfortable with. Aunt and uncle, grandma and grandpa, Bill and Sue, mom and dad. You decide. We're not going to send you away to another foster home. If you're good, this is your home. If you're bad, it's still your home. We're here to be your support whenever you need it." And that's exactly what she did need. And that's exactly the way God is. If you feel like you've been thrown from one situation to another with no stability, God will take you and stand with you no matter what. Oh, by the way, she ended up calling them Mom and Dad. This is Rod Bieber with Seed Time and Harvest.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
How much is our government hiding from us? What's the truth about COVID-19? Are climate engineering operations robbing our rain? If you want answers, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Sundays at 1 p.m. on KHNC 1360 AM.
If you've ever been frustrated or frightened by a cut or a nosebleed that won't stop bleeding, or had an emergency where bleeding can't be controlled, you need Bleed Stop. It's a safe-in-the-wound, non-stinging, FDA-cleared powder that's clinically proven to quickly and easily stop bleeding, even for severe wounds and for people on blood thinners or people with nosebleeds.
My oldest son cut himself with a knife quite badly, and we had Bleed Stop with us, and we put it on the wound, and it stopped the bleeding.
Bandages don't do much to stop the bleeding, certainly not if you're on a blood thinner. Bleed Stop works. Simply put Bleed Stop onto any cut or wound, apply pressure, and watch the bleeding stop.
Easy to apply. It doesn't burn. It doesn't sting.
Take away your bleeding fear. Bleed Stop absolutely works, even if you're on blood thinners or suffer from nosebleeds. Bleed Stop is used in emergency rooms across the country. Bleed Stop only works if you have it on hand.
Imagine what Bleed Stop can do for a serious cut.
Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360 KHNC webpage. Get yours today.
Hello, everybody in Northern Colorado. You're all looking good. I knew you would.
Keep listening to AM 1360, the roar of the Rockies, the best station ever.
I am free because I know that I alone am morally responsible for everything I do. I am free no matter what rules surround me. If I find them tolerable, I tolerate them. If I find them too obnoxious, I break them. I am free because I know that I alone am morally responsible for everything that I do. Robert A. Heinlein.
Hey folks, get ready. The Warriors Revolution Open House is 10 to 7 Saturday, August 17th. Warriors is jammed with thousands of door-busting specials only available at this event, and as always, the best ammo prices anywhere. Come in and meet the Warriors crew and Mad Vax and the Rev. It will feature a live radio remote from 1 to 3. Warriors Revolution is located at Ken Pratt and Bowen Street in Longmont, Colorado. Firearms, accessories, and so much more.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Look back. Welcome to the second hour of today's Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Daily, Monday through Friday, I guess that would be daily, 11 to 1 on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. On AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, the first hour is archived on the podcast section. For both programs, 1360KHNC.com to the podcast section, Present Truth site. Talking, visiting with the audience in the first hour about the coming election. 4 days from now, we'll have the Democratic National Convention. And at that point, we're going to see who is going to be the Democratic pick for president of this country. It's not going to be Kamala. She's too high on herself. She's high on power. She's euphoric. The staff, everyone around her, the whole team, the Kamala team, they are, the parties, party. And their threat, Donald Trump. Trump gets, 300 million hits with Elon Musk. Kamala, she's fighting to get an audience. They're panicking. But it's okay. She's going to enjoy this euphoria for a little while longer. But I don't know how to phrase it. I guess I'll phrase it this way. But the real man in power is going to appear shortly in the Democratic Party. The only individual that the Democrats nationally, that the whole Democratic power structure would accept, Barry Satoro. He's already planning an entrance, just don't know how. How is he going to resume power? A coup, like what's happening in the Democratic Party, but national coup. what is the way in which he'll return? Not sure about that. I know it'll be unlawfully, illegally, unconstitutionally, violating every law of the land by force, most likely. And he's going to try to flatter, be his little fake self, present himself as someone that everybody loves. We're going to see. Kamala she's on cloud nine. Her feet are not on the ground. And the pick walls that she's picked, the American people, the people in the Democratic Party, for the most part, they don't have, there is a spell on their mind. There is a veil. There is a shroud over their mind, their minds. And it's in the Bible, Isaiah chapter 25. And not only the Democratic voters, but the people of the country and the people of the world. So what I'm presenting is that Isaiah did say there'd be a time where there would be a veil, a covering over the whole world. There's two ways I can present it. One is there is death. Death, everybody daily, they have a thought of death. Maybe not when they're going to die, but death because things around them do die, people around them do die. So there's always that threat that at some point going down the road, you might get hit by another vehicle. Now, at the same time, the thought is that deception, something that Christ warned in Matthew 24, see to it above all things that you're not deceived. There are some people who cannot believe truth. Truth evades them like a magnet repelling itself, two positives repelling. Some people just don't like truth. They can't come to the truth. They don't know what's true. They question everything, question upon question. And then, does 2 + 2 really equal 4? Well, maybe in this universe, but maybe in other universes it doesn't. They never come to the truth. The truth, therefore, in Isaiah chapter 66, God warned the children of Israel that when he would come to correct them, to present the truth to them, things that they didn't want to hear, if they listened, it would be well with them. But Isaiah said that when God would come, and if the people didn't listen, then what God would do is he would choose how they're going to be deceived. God has that right to decide. If you don't want to know the truth, if you don't want to take time to investigate, to know the truth, and once you do know the truth, you still refuse to believe the truth, well, then you're in the position where God has the right to pick how you're going to be deceived. It happens with individuals. It happens with societies, in societies, with peoples. The truth. Don't let God decide what your deception is going to be. The present truth. There is a present truth. I'll be back in a few minutes. This is Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. You can hear me now on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com from 11 to 1, Monday through Friday, and at 6 p.m. daily on 1360 KHNC AM radio. Please join me. Thank you, Rick Rodriguez.
Hey, folks. Disaster can happen at any time. The PE Survival and Prepper Show is coming to the Boulder County Fairgrounds in Longmont, Saturday, August 31st and Sunday, September 1st. Vendors are patrons. You'll find thousands of items designed to make you self-reliant now and after the collapse. Mark your calendars and visit PEShows.com for info. This show will feature first aid demos and a survival seminar on Sunday. Get moving. I'll see you at the show.
This is Congresswoman Lauren Boebert, and when I'm back home in Colorado, I'm listening to AM 1360, The Roar of the Rockies. I feel a hot wind on my shoulder.
Hey! Wagner Electric has the generator to meet your needs. Call now for a free estimate, 970-800-3693. We have everything from standalone generators to portable generators in stock. There is also financing available. We also have an outstanding service department that will offer anything from wiring a pole barn to wiring in new smart switches to create a smart home, as well as electrical inspections. Please call us at 970-800-3693. Or visit us at our website at WagnerElectricCo.com. We are located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley. Wagner Electric sets the standards.
I put a spell on you.
when prophecy is when we're in the midst of prophecy, when things that are happening around us are that have been prophesied thousands of years ago, and when they're taking place, it's wise to pay attention. Example, there's a war of Armageddon that is coming. Since World War II, with the explosion of the atomic bomb, people realized that we are getting near to the time when there's going to be an Armageddon. The Pentagon studies it. All the defense departments of the world study Armageddon, study the Bible. They want to know who's going to be at Armageddon, where does Armageddon take place, when does it happen. They look to see, because they know it's going to happen. And Christ in Matthew chapter 24 said there would be a time in the last generation, from the time Israel becomes a nation once again and returns as a nation, is once again alive. That'll be the last generation. And at some point in that last generation, the wars and rumors of wars would be a topic always. But then eventually, in the last decade, is when these wars take place. Not the Vietnam War, not the war in Afghanistan, not the Iraqi War, but Israel would be the focus of when these final wars begin. In the, after Israel became a nation, conflict, 72, time of Reagan. There have always been conflicts in Israel, but not like the war in Gaza. This is unique. Generally, these skirmishes would take place for, what, maybe a month? And then they could come to some resolve. Not this time. This war will not end. This conflict will not end until Israel has taken out Hamas in the Gaza, in the West Bank, in Lebanon. Eventually, Israel will destroy, flatten through fire, Damascus, and Israel will occupy the territory of present-day Jordan. Israel has upped the campaign. On the last day of July, Israel has not admitted to the assassination of Ismail Haniyeh. They didn't even admit it. On that day, from that day to this time, there has been more aggression from Hamas toward Israel, Iran, and Israel has increased the number of flights into Lebanon, Syria, even Gaza, has increased the operations. And it's to the point where they've increased these operations to the and they're occurring not just once a day. These operations are taking place 24 hours a day. It has kept the terrorists completely off guard. Israel has continued to isolate or target high officials. They are continuing to find these people, and as they're traveling, drone strikes, as they're sitting in a compound with a group, they're targeted. And there is threat from Hezbollah, threat from Iran. But like I stated yesterday, The American military is not telling the American people the truth. Neither is Al Jazeera, the European press, Daily Mail. They are not telling the American people that Iran and all of these terrorist groups do not stand a chance against Israel. They don't stand a chance. Russia, again, like I stated yesterday and last week, Russia has asked the Ayatollah to exercise restraint. The president of Iran has done the same with the Ayatollah. Exercise restraint. The terrorists, they don't want to be told to stop operations. They don't want to be told to stand down. Even if they're told to stand down, the terrorists will still work on their own to escalate this war. Israel has no choice but to end it, to be thorough, to go into Gaza in the last 2 days in Gaza. Israel is, I don't know how many terrorists have been assassinated, or not assassinated, have been killed in the conflict. There have been a few more Israeli casualties, but they're not trading tit for tat. Israel is hunting down where they're gathering, continuing to find more tunnels, destroying the tunnels, finding the weapons. These terrorists now are having to go through the countryside to tanks or wherever to try to find weapons that never did detonate. And then they take these weapons back and they try to use different techniques to blow the tank off of a truck, blow the track off of a tank, because they're running out of weapons. Israel is very, very effective. What I'm saying is, this war with Gaza is the beginning step that has begun the final wars that lead up to Armageddon. This is the first. Then you're going to have a war where Russia and other nations come. Then you're going to have a war where the terrorists throughout the world in Islam are going to begin, I believe, international, well, mainly in the United States and the European countries, many terrorist acts. But then Russia, then America, is going to begin operations in the Middle East. We're moving into the Middle East. Egypt is going to confront the next president of this country militarily. Egypt is going to confront America's involvement in the Middle East. And this next individual, from the way I understand it in the Bible, is going to nuke Egypt. And Egypt will be unoccupied for 40 years, for a generation. These are the wars that are coming. Once the United States makes its move to move into the Middle East, eventually we will occupy Israel west of the Jordan River to the Mediterranean. And this is not going to sit well with Xi Jinping of China. Russia won't be at Armageddon. Russia is not going to be there. Russia is not invited to the War of Armageddon. All the Islamic armies are invited. Armies of Antichrist from the West, NATO nations, America, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, they're going to be at Armageddon. China will be there. Will China come with troops from North Korea? Most likely. Will at that time, will it have occupied Taiwan? I'm not sure. Will Japan eventually maybe turn on America, stab the U.S. in the back? We haven't been very neighborly to Japan. We use Japan and the Japanese people as when we need them, we use them. I got a feeling that eventually we're going to begin to turn our backs on many of these Asian countries, and they're going to come with Xi Jinping. India, I'm not so sure about India. I have to think about that. But Christ said there would be these wars, rumors of wars. They've already begun. This is the first of the major wars in Gaza before Armageddon. Just one of many to come. Russia, at some point, I hate to say, is going to be the nation. There's going to be conflict and bombing and destruction in all of Russia. Is Zelensky? I was watching a video, and Zelensky, they took through this new technology on the computers. They're able to take somebody that's old like Soros, and through certain, I don't know what the techniques are, but they can de-age him, I guess you would call it, to show the world what he would look like if he was young. You can take a young person, and then through this technology, you'll see what he looks like when he's old. But that's just reverse. Well, he looks like Vladimir Zelensky. He looks just like Zelensky with this reverse procedure on a computer. Now, I got me to think, is Zelensky a hidden child of George Jorge Soros? And why was Soros so involved in Eastern Europe? We don't know. And how is it that out of all the people on the earth, why would the United States pick Zelensky to be their man in Ukraine? Could he be that he's tied into Soros? I'm sure he is. But could he actually be related to George Soros? And is this why that Zelensky has been untouchable? Just a thought. With the when prophecy is being fulfilled, it's very clear in the Old Testament and the New Testament, God always uses the fulfillment of prophecy to reveal himself to mankind. To reveal himself, to prove to the world that he exists, to prove to the world that he knows the end from the beginning, from ancient times, things that have not yet happened. God is revealing himself to the world. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear. Because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
9/11, the Podesta emails, Epstein Island, Hunter's laptop, the 2020 stolen election. What truths are they hiding? Find out this and more.
on Just Inform Talk Radio, weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m.
Before hiring a realtor from a big corporation who outsources their jobs and pays little to no taxes, ask yourself, what do you really want in a realtor? You need a realtor who is honest and has integrity, a realtor who is focused on the client's bottom line, not the realtor's bottom line, who provides personable, over-the-top service before, during, and after the transaction. You want a realtor that knows how to market your property. Hi, I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Land deals, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings, I've got you covered. For the first-time homebuyer, we will make it the best experience. If you are looking to move up or downsizing, we will do better than your last transaction. Call me today at 720-203-0731 or visit coloradoproperties.online. Let me do a great job for you.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Hi, folks. This is Pastor Bruce Miller with the Foothills Baptist Church family. Join us Sunday afternoons from 3 to 4 for the Foothills Baptist Gospel Hour. That's Sunday afternoons, 3 to 4, here on 1360 AM.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
Okay, 11 to 1 every day, Monday through Friday, on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, The Present Truth. Then in the evenings, 6 to 7 on KHNC AM Radio, 1360, you'll get the first hour of The Present Truth. And for podcasts, go to 1360KHNC.com for both hours. All right. Now, prophecy. When prophecy is being fulfilled, God uses it to speak to the world. Well, in 1976, God spoke to the world. And he put in place, as President of the United States, Jimmy Carter. And then in 1980, he put in Ronald Reagan. In 88, he put in George Bush Jr. 72, he put in William Jefferson Clinton. Then he put in George Bush Jr. up until 2008. And then from 2008 to, I'm going to give you the punchline in just a second. Hold on. Obama till 2016. Then in 2016, I'm going to read to you from the book of Revelation, chapter 17, verse 10. And I'm going to tell you about Donald Trump. Are you ready? Okay. Here's a riddle for you. Many of you have never heard it before. I've discussed it many times. Worried about the total fulfillment of this riddle. So I better let you know what it says. There are 7 kings, 7 presidents, 7 final presidents of the United States of America. I'm paraphrasing. There are 7 final presidents of the United States of America, 5 of whom have fallen. 1 still exists. That's number 6. And is reigning. Okay, he exists and is reigning. The other, the 7th, number 7, has not yet appeared. And when he does arrive, he must stay but a brief time. So, number 7, the first of the five is Jimmy Carter. The last of the 5 is George Bush Jr. Bill Clinton is number 5. Barack Obama is number 6. Number 7 is Donald Trump. So Donald Trump says he must, when he arrives, he must stay but a brief time. Well, Donald Trump didn't get his full 8 years. He was robbed. Like Muhammad Ali would say, I've been robbed. Now, verse 11. And as for the beast that once was, in other words, who was a president initially, but now is no more, in other words, he's not in power presently, he himself is the 8th, or an 8th ruler, the 8th president, the king or the head. But he is number 8, but he is of the previous 7. He belongs to them. Then he goes into perdition. So number 8 is the final president of the United States of America. But he was at some point earlier, he was numbered with the initial 7. So number 8 must be picked from the 7 to be the 8th, to be the final president of this great empire, America. So there's a riddle for you. Now, throughout the centuries, there have been these teachers, Bible teachers, teachers of prophecy, eschatology is what they call it, the study of the events that take place in the end time. So you have many of these Bible teachers teaching end time prophecy. The prophecies are exact. The prophecies can't be changed. They are hidden, mysterious, but when needed, God reveals the prophecies or the riddles in an open way, so that the people of God that are paying attention can see these prophecies as they happen, and we know where we are in time. Well, these final 7 presidents, or these kings, tell us that we are about to have the 8th final administration. So these kings each represented an administration. So there have been 7 administrations to Donald Trump. Donald Trump must continue a short time, a brief time. But there's going to be an imposter, Biden, who is not numbered in this group of 8. He's not numbered, because he's not recognized by the Bible. And legally speaking, he's not recognized either by the laws of the Constitution, the laws of the land. But number eight, the only one who can replace Donald Trump is coming. And this is the season where he's going to return. An election season. So this is why when prophecy is being fulfilled, when it's being accomplished, when it's coming to pass, this is when God's people should pay attention. But I guarantee you in America,
are you looking for a simple, powerful way to boost your health and wellness? Gruska's C60 oral supplement detoxifies your body at the cellular level, supporting brain, muscles, joints, organs, and nerve function. Joe's been taking C60 in sunflower oil for 6 months, and it improved his chronic joint pain and inflammation. Visit c-60.com or call 720-600-6040. Tell them Naturally Inspired Radio sent you.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
The globalists say resistance is futile. Will you choose to accept your slavery or declare your liberty? Find out how on Pac-Man and the Rev, Saturdays from 1 to 2. Sometimes the truth hurts.
Did you know that over 40 million adults in the United States suffer from anxiety? Renew Remedy understands the struggles of anxiety, depression, PTSD, insomnia, and addiction. That's why we offer natural solutions to help you find peace and balance in your life. Call 970-966-8419. That's 970-966-8419 to learn more about our special offer or visit RenewRemedy.com.
Riders on the storm, into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown, like a dog without a bone, and packed we're out alone. Riders on the storm, there's a killer on the road.
So with these final eight presidents of the United States of America, one of them has been in power already for 8 years, but he must continue a second time for another 8 year period. Donald Trump, who really did win 8 years, had somebody fill in for him in the last half of his presidency. So Trump had 4 years, and then he's just been active on the political stage, but he had no power from where he should have been. Somebody else came in and took Trump's seat in the White House. Actually, Joe didn't spend much time in the White House. He spent too much time behind a, what they call it, a green screen. So number eight, this final president must be the one of the kings. He must be the sixth king. The sixth in the riddle in Revelation chapter 17, verse 10 and 11. The sixth king is also the eighth king, or the sixth president of the United States will also be the final president of the United States. Donald Trump, the prophecies about Donald Trump have already come to pass. He was in for a brief time, which he should have had a full space. But now Donald Trump is about to exit the political scene forever. Will he continue up until the time of the election? I don't know. I think if we get to that point, it will be Trump plus, it's going to have to be Barry Satoro. Or I don't think it can be Kamala. But when this conflict begins around election time, if we have an election, the person that will emerge out of the ashes, in my view, is Barry Satoro, his Christian name, Barack Obama, the Muslim name. This would be, could it be that Obama would be the Mahdi for the Islamic world, for the Muslim people? There are those who interpret the scripture. The scripture is precise. It cannot be changed, as the prophecies are stated to take place. They will. The problem has always been interpretation. The interpretation, the one interpreting the prophecies. This is my interpretation. And I don't know anyone else that has this same view. To my knowledge, maybe there is. I don't know. I don't listen to much about much of what's going on in the Christian world, because there's not much that they can add to me, because they're definitely weak in their doctrine, very weak in theology, especially here in the last 20, 30 years, and with their eschatology, or the study of the events that occur at the end of the world, they're not even watching. Christian people in the evangelical churches are not aware where we are. They have no clue that we are just 8 years, 9 years away from Christ's return. The Catholics, the Lutherans, Episcopalian, Anglicans, Protestant whole, Protestant swing, are clueless, totally clueless about prophecy. It has never been part of their religious study, structure. Prophecy to them is foolishness. Well, they're going to see foolishness when they're caught in the grip of this coming final president of the United States of America, then they'll pay attention. There cannot be, according to the Bible, there cannot be a female president to run America. America, from its very beginning, was directed by people in witchcraft. The people that came over on the Mayflower. Yeah, you have the Christian people that came over, but you also had the children of the devil that would come with the Christian people. The Christian people are responsible for Yale, Harvard, these great schools of indoctrination now, started by Christian people for the sake of furthering knowledge of the Bible, who Christ is, who God as Father is, who the Holy Spirit is. But guess what? These lawless individuals who are atheists, agnostics, they now rule all of these centers of high education. High education? Nope. Higher learning? Nope. Perversion and witchcraft and everything evil under the sun. So no, these are no longer the centers of education. They're the centers of indoctrination. Indoctrinating the students to protest everything, especially the war in Gaza. I'll be back to finish. Rick Rodriguez, you're listening to The Present Truth. AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
ETI is your local one-stop shop for all your heavy equipment needs, from rebuilding your components to helping manage your fleet. Our goal is to make your life simple. Our full-service hydraulic and machine shop will meet all your expectations. We also offer free pickup and delivery. Call Jeff at 970-685-2064 with any questions or to schedule a pickup. Again, that's 970-685-2064.
Every 2 minutes, a child becomes a victim of sex trafficking in the U.S. It's happening right now. Don't turn off the radio or change the channel. Don't cover your kids' ears, no matter how much you want to ignore it. Child trafficking is real. In fact, it's happening in your town. And you know what our greatest weapon against child trafficking is? It's our children. It's time to act with PACT. That's Partners Against Child Trafficking. PACT works to teach students how to identify the warning signs of child trafficking so they can help other vulnerable kids around them. PACT student ambassadors receive in-depth training on the issue and design a project to raise awareness, reduce victimization, and disrupt demand. Visit PACT.city to start donating today. That's PACT.city. And for as little as $5 a month, you can help end child exploitation.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TejiboTeaClub.com. Tejibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TejiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TejiboTeaClub.com.
Time flies when you're having fun. You know, the more people know about what the Bible says and how you can take the Bible, and the Bible accurately reveals where we are in time. America's in the Bible. You know, people ask Christian pastors, is America in the Bible? They don't address it. They won't talk about it, because if they do know America's in the Bible, it's a very negative thing. But for the most part, they don't know, because they don't study Bible prophecy. But yes, America's in the Bible. Chapter 17 shows you the system. Chapter 18 shows you the society and the culture. The society and the culture, luxurious, plenty of time, a nation at ease, a nation where there's no war internally in the country. They have the best of everything, but they are materialistic. And what is the least important is the slaves and the souls of men. They're at the bottom of the chart. The least important people are people and slaves, not that important. And the souls of men, are they able to actually do something in the soul to trade? Then in Revelation 17, you have the whole system, the corporations, you have the government, the agencies, and corruption. And at the same time, America is the nation, the great nation that rules over the waters, rules over the peoples of the nations. There's only, yeah, the British to some degree did, to a great degree actually, but they didn't accomplish what the United States did. The British ruled the oceans for a while, but once World War I began and our machine kicked in and our people went to work and we started building bombers and invisible aircraft, then the whole thing changed. We own the world. We own technology. We own the future. That's it for today. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com every weekdays, 11 to 1. I'll be back tomorrow, and we'll again discuss what is important. Have a great day, great afternoon and evening. Visit tomorrow.
Hi folks, Joe Jaquin here from the Half Empty Cup of Joe Show. Are you worried about investing in the stock market, especially with Joe Biden in office? Do you really trust this economy? What if you could invest in a secure, collateralized portfolio with a high fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or the Fed? A portfolio where you know what each monthly statement will look like with no surprises. Your interest is compounded daily, you're paid monthly, and there are no fees. You can turn your income on or off, compound it, whatever you choose. And get this, there's absolutely no loss of principal if you ever need your money back. Go to investyrefi.com. That's invest, the letter Y, R-E-F-Y.com, or call 888-YREFI24. You can earn a fixed rate of return that's up to 10.25%. Just call 888-YREFI24 or go to investyrefi.com and tell them Joe sent you.